Hello, 96 Questions fans. I've made an executive decision this week to go back with pictures. What better than to start with another Notre Dame guy, Kyle Dumb and Dumber Rudolph. Everson Griffin.
How you doing, sir?
This year has been kind of themed with pictures of people from the past. Mm-hmm. Past coming back to haunt people. Yes. What do you think about this picture?
Oh, my God. Napoleon Dynamite. That look, Kyle Rudolph, he is very ugly. He is, like, absolute. He has bangs. He has dark brown hair with bangs, with blonde bangs. He's very ugly. He still looks the same right now. He's very ugly.
The theme this year has kind of been the past coming back to haunt us. What do you think about this guy's past?
It's tough. It's a tough past for sure. It's going to be tough to overcome that photo and the whole situation he's got going. He kind of looks like the rich kid from Little Rascals. Remember him? Delilah, I think. But like the ugly version though, because that dude, he was a decent looking kid, and that's pretty bad for Rude. It's tough. It's tough right there.
What do you think about this guy's past?
It looks weird. And I'm guessing Rudy got a nose job.
Yeah.
Hey.
You think he got a nose job?
Yeah, you could be related to him. Yeah.
Let's see.
Go put his face there next to his face.
What, you know what? Let's take a poll. What do the 96 question fans think? Could they pass as brothers? Some of the questions this year have been about the past coming back to haunt certain guys. What do you think about this past?
I feel like that kid won the science fair and probably had a sweet, like, homecoming float design. I felt like he probably studied photosynthesis and its effect on plant life.
Tell me what you think about this guy.
Oh, the bowl cut. He looks like Dumb and Dumber. He looks like Harry. It's perfect. It's perfect. He looks exactly like Harry from Dumb and Dumber.
Yep, I called that.
Please tell me that's Greenway. No, that's Rudy for sure. Oh, the bowl cut. That is terrible. The bowl cut's perfect. It's Harry from Dumb and Dumber. He could be identical to Harry from Dumb and Dumber. No doubt.
96. You good? Questions. B-Rob, let's do it. Bubble gum and Malacca, I'ma chew it. I don't even know light Nike, let's do it. All right, let's do it. Let's go. Let's go.
Okay. Teddy, some of the questions this year on 96 Questions has been the past coming back to haunt people.
Mm-hmm.
So today, we're going to stick with that theme. Okay. What do you think about this guy's past?
Kyle, when was this, like freshman year, Notre Dame?
I have no clue. It looks like it was probably right after Dumb and Dumber.
All
right,
I don't want to say this, but he looks like he belongs on like Varsity Blues, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? He does.
West Kane and Kyle.
Yeah, you know, like Billy Bob and, you know, the guys. Yeah. That's Kyle, man. I like it, though. He should bring it back, for real.
So you know some of the questions this year has been about the past coming back to haunt guys.
Yeah.
We're going to continue that theme today. I need you to tell me what you think about this guy's past.
Holy s***. You're going to blip that out,
yes,
right?
Yes, we will.
Oh, that is a bad pass. What in the Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Yo, is this? This can't be Kyle.
That's Kyle.
Whoa. I actually think Kyle looked. What's the kid on King of the Hill? Bobby.
Bobby?
Yo, this college?
I'm not sure if that's college or high school, but either way.
It could be college because it's suit and tie.
Ooh.
It could be college.
That's a good pickup there, Zay.
It could be college. It could be suit and tie. You know, Cal, he had that young face. You know?
But it could be high school because it's purple and silver, and I know Elder High School was purple.
Okay, Dennis, I didn't know that. So, okay, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, this is pretty bad. He should have got a haircut for this picture. Did he? Did he get a haircut? You think he got a haircut? That's one terrible haircut.
I think that was the haircut. So, as you can see, guys, there's some guys on this team that have been through some awkward stages. You know, my advice to Kyle is, you know, sometimes you just got to take in stride and roll with it, but yeah, still get my vote for Dumb and Dumber. Next time, Kyle, use some gel.
I'm leaving with you.
Okay.
No, you're not. You're gonna want to
keep talking because you know this guy's the toughest interview.